Let's do some verb juggling and accelerate your fluency. Sparen is to save. Sparen, to save. How would you say I save? Ich spare. How would you say I save money? Ich spare Geld. How would you say, do you save money? Sparst du Geld? How would you say, do you guys save money? Spart ihr Geld? How would you say, do you, sir, save money? Sparen Sie Geld? How would you say, how much money do you save? Wie viel Geld sparst du? How would you say, how much money do you save per month? Wie viel Geld sparst du pro Monat? You see, pro Monat. Per month. Wie viel Geld sparst du pro Monat? How much money do you save per month? How would you say how much money do you save per week? Wie viel Geld sparst du pro Woche? How would you say how much money do you save per year? Wie viel Geld sparst du pro Jahr? How would you say, how much money do you save each month? Wie viel sparst du jeden Monat? How would you say, how much money do you save each year? Wie viel Geld sparst du jedes Jahr? You see, jeden Monat, jedes Jahr. Why is the ending different? Because der Monat used in accusative, jeden Monat. You remember, the accusative masculine article is den with the ending en, so we say jeden Monat. Jahr is das Jahr, so we say jedes Jahr. How would you say, how much money do you save each day? Wie viel Geld sparst du jeden Tag? How would you say, how much money do you save each week? Wie viel Geld sparst du jede Woche? Die Woche, so jede Woche. How would you say, I save 1,000 euros per month? Ich spare 1,000 euro pro Monat. Well, saving 1,000 euros per month might not sound realistic, but let's take it just for the purpose of learning this beautiful language. Ich spare 1,000 euro pro Monat. I save 1,000 euros per month. How would you say I save 1,000 euros each month? Ich spare 1,000 euro jeden Monat. But let's keep it maybe more realistic. How would you say I save 1,000 euros per year? Ich spare 1,000 euro pro Jahr. How would you say I save 1,000 euros each year? Ich spare 1,000 euro jedes Jahr. How would you say in the past I've saved? Ich habe gespart. You see, gespart is the participle. I have saved. Ich habe gespart. How would you ask, have you saved? Hast du gespart? How would you say, have you saved money? Hast du Geld gespart? How would you say, have you saved money for your vacation? Hast du Geld für deinen Urlaub gespart? You see, für deinen Urlaub, for your vacation. You remember, für is a preposition that will trigger always the accusative. So, der Urlaub, in German masculine, in accusative, becomes den Urlaub. Für triggers accusative, für den Urlaub. So, for your vacation, für deinen Urlaub, same ending. Hast du Geld für deinen Urlaub gespart? Have you saved money for your vacation? How would you say, have you saved money for the weekend? Hast du Geld für das Wochenende gespart? And you remember, gespart is at the end, is kicked to the end in German. So we say, have you money for the weekend saved? Hast du Geld für das Wochenende gespart? How would you say, have you saved money for the gift? Hast du Geld für das Geschenk gespart? Great! Next time we'll go through the verb fragen, to ask. Fragen. Like when you say, can I ask you something? So here's what I want you to do now. Take this verb now and juggle it around. Build just three simple sentences, saying them out loud. Just three simple sentences. This will take you just 1 minute. In the next episode, you'll hear my take on this verb. So talk to you soon. Bis bald. If you want to get the script and translation of the key sample sentences I use in each podcast lesson, just head over to herrprofessor.com/podcast and sign up to my newsletter at the top of the page. And in order to receive my emails, make sure to confirm your subscription in the first email I sent you. In each email, I will add the link to the podcast lesson and all the key sample sentences I use. Talk to you soon. Bis bald.